Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Free. Nothing gets better than that. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. We believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 oil change. Yes, you heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Bliss Culinary Heaven, looking for some help during the holidays or during Valentine's Day or a special party coming up. Bliss Culinary Heaven, created by esteemed chef Tyler Nelson to fill a void in the culinary world. Bliss Culinary Heaven, Chef Tyler works with local farms to provide delicious flavors and creative and unique ways to tempt your taste buds. Bliss Culinary Heaven, 630-865-1582. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Family-owned and operated, a small business right in the heart of Naperville. And they've just won the Small Business of the Year Award in the retail category. Check out Bocconi's.com. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, our new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, family-owned and operated since 1961. Did you know this was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? North Fork Farm, the beautiful, beautiful farm there, offers services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. The Dally McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on that Naperville Trolley. And brought to you by Illusion Photography, serving weddings in the Chicagoland area as well as destinations for more than 13 years. Illusion Photography, to a world of capturing memories through the eyes of true artists. Illusion Photography in Oak Brook, 630-560-5684. And many thanks to Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napiersettlement.org. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dally McCarthy Show. How's everybody doing today? The Good Show is now live, coming to you live in Chicago. You know, we are every Thursday afternoon live in Chicago. I'm your host, Dally McCarthy Show. Thanks for tuning in to the Good Show, where every week we bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And we do have a good guest on the show today. How about this? Think about this. You're going to go back to work, moms, and you need someone to watch your kids. Would you hire a hot nanny? Would you consider that? You're looking for a nanny for your kids, and in comes this drop-dead gorgeous woman who wants to watch your kids. She needs a job. She's very nice, but she's drop-dead gorgeous. And, you know, I'm a mom. I've had five kids. Our hormones, do you feel anything? What are you thinking about that? I'm not going to say anything. We're going to talk to the Windy City Nanny very soon. But first, Midwest Coach Limousine, our new sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show. That's a family-run company, folks, led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take care and great care in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. You can visit them online at www.mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0080. Midwest Coach Limousine. Call them at 331-903-0088, and you can book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff, they're fantastic staff, let me tell you. They're ready to make your special event that much more memorable. I love them. Midwest Coach Limousine, thanks for supporting the Dally McCarthy Show and all the non-for-profits that we feature on this show every week, and some really fun guests. We love to have guests on the show. We love listening to our listeners that tune in and send me notes, send me messages. Love that. Thanks for doing that. What's a good word, everybody? Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyaville Internet Radio. We're also there. And since the very beginning, we're going to be celebrating 5 years, guys, in March, early March, but this is the kickoff year, 5 years of the Dally McCarthy Show in Chicago, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began, 1010 News Talk, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Thanks to everybody for all those triple downloads. We really appreciate it. I know it was hard going from the one-hour show to a half-hour show, but they told me more people would listen and tune in, so that's why we did it. So I've got to condense and talk really fast to get anything on the show. So if you have the power, slow me down on your speed there. But we got a lot to cover. We got a lot of good things going on here. And follow us on Twitter at Good Dally Show, Instagram, where I try to post as much as I can. But my girls, you know, I have four daughters. They love that Instagram. The kids love it. So they're on there. Check out what they're posting about me and on Facebook as well. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's freezing in Chicago still. I just talked to a friend of mine who just got home from Jamaica. I'm really jealous. I want to go. I want to get out of here. It's too cold. But the one good thing about today is it's sunny. It's sunny, and it's actually not too bad. When the sun is out, lots of people are out and about and smiling, even though it's cold. It's January. January is always a tough month in Chicago. The bills come in from Christmas. not everybody's in the best mood after seeing that, right? And then you're dreading, oh my gosh, it's practically 4 more months of winter here. So not so cheery around here, but we're doing the best we can. I hope you guys are staying well. The flu attacked our house, and we got that. And then I know a lot of people, a lot of friends and families are battling the flu. So hopefully you're all doing well, safe and warm, and doing well. You know, that's what life's about. We gotta just get through it, right? All right. So I want to talk about Florence Ann Romano. Good old Italian girl is on the show today. You know her as the Windy City Nanny. She is also a dedicated philanthropist and former nanny who has also had a special place in her heart for children. Romano worked for over 15 years as a nanny, beginning as a mommy's helper at the age of 11. Oh, my girls did that too. And she shares her experiences in Nanny and Me. It's a book out. Her beautifully illustrated debut book for children, making the transition from being cared for solely by their parents to having a nanny in their home. Born and raised just outside Chicago, that's what we love about this gal, Romano earned a degree in performance theater at Bradley University, and she's the owner of Trinity LLC, a 100% women-owned and new family company that runs the Original Six Media production company, and she's also president and founder. Wow, this woman is so accomplished, of a junior board for young professionals that support autism awareness for children and adults. Wow. Please welcome to the show Florence Ann Romano, the Windy City Nanny. Hello, Florence.
Oh, my goodness. What an introduction. I've got shades of tomato on my face.
Aren't you impressed with that woman? Wait a minute, it's you.
Oh, my God. You're just too kind. You're so sweet. Well, thanks for having me. This is such a fun topic, isn't it?
You're so welcome. I'll say, oh my goodness, and so informative, but yet funny. I mean, you know, really, what do you do? You're a mom.
What
you
do
got
you
a
do?
Baby. First of all, we're all overweight after having a baby, or at least we think we are, and we don't feel our best. And we got to go back to work. And in walks this gal who applied, who actually, before you even saw her picture, you said this was going to be the best candidate. Let's just say, out of all the applicants that came in, that one would have been the best. And she walks in and she's drop dead gorgeous. That is funny. Would you hire a hot nanny? That's what the question is today. Send me some love here. I want to hear from you. Would you hire a hot nanny? What do you think of that?
I'm anxious. Yeah, I'm anxious to hear that polling too, if they would. And I will tell you a very funny story that when I was a nanny, I had gone in to take the little baby from the mom. She had a bunch of friends over, and the friends were like, "Oh, hi, Florence Ann, nice to meet you." And I said, "Okay, I'm taking the baby. You know, see you later." And I took the baby in the next room, and all of a sudden, I heard the friends talking to my employer and saying, "Oh my gosh, is that your nanny? You let that nanny around your husband?" And I just started cracking up, and I'm like, why would they even say something like that? And I just couldn't believe it. And so then my employer goes, "Oh, please, she doesn't want him. There's no problem there." And so I started cracking up, and she knew I could hear her in the kitchen. I was very flattered, first of all, that her friends thought so highly of me, but it was hysterical. And, you know, I understood, though, what those women were saying, because, you know, beauty is subjective. So one person, you know, looks at a nanny and thinks, oh my gosh, they're drop dead gorgeous, and maybe someone else doesn't think so. But sometimes there's empirically pretty people, and I think that's what you're talking about, is if it was a drop dead gorgeous, you know, model walking into your house, would you have them there? And you absolutely can. The problem is only if you and your spouse think that there's going to be a temptation issue, because remember, the nanny is there to take care of your children. That should be the focus of the child.
Exactly.
That's the truth. But But, you know, in today's world, there also are male nannies. So the temptation is on both sides now. It's not just, you know, a female nanny coming to the house and being attractive. Sometimes it's maybe a Channing Tatum-looking nanny that comes into the house, and you're like, well, hold on a second. So, I mean, it's an interesting topic, you know, but really it depends on the trust that you have with your spouse. That's really what it comes down to. It's communication.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, okay, in Hollywood, the term is nanny gate, because so many celebrity families are breaking up because the husband has been caught cheating with the nanny. And so that's called Nannygate. Do you think this trend is happening mainly to celebrity families, or is it happening equally often to families that are not in the limelight?
Well, I think the issue is we're looking at something that's Hollywood and it's sensationalized and splashed across magazines. And so you tend to think that what you see on a magazine is the truth and it's representation of the real world. And I do not feel that in the over 60% of families in America, 60% if you can believe it, that have a nanny, that you're finding this infidelity happening. Does it happen? Of course it does. I mean, infidelity is a real thing and temptation is a real thing. And if there's not communication or trust in a marriage or a relationship, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So if you feel that for any reason you are not able to trust another person around your spouse, you need to be honest with your spouse and say, you know what, I'm just not comfortable with it. And that should be enough. That should be the end of the conversation.
Yeah, you have to trust your spouse for sure. But let's face it, there are naughty nannies out there. Is there a way to screen for these naughty nannies? But there are. How do you screen that?
That's not a bad thing to say. I always used to say I should write a book about naughty nanny, about, you know, these nannies that walk in wearing these inappropriate outfits. But that's the truth. When you are screening, you have to see how they dress. And, you know, what is their behavior like? And are they overly flirtatious or, you know, touchy-feely or anything that makes you uncomfortable or does not align with the values of your family? That's not a person you should be hiring. So this isn't corporate America. I mean, you can absolutely say that there's too much sex appeal or whatever you think is going on there. That's up to you as the parent and the employer. You don't have to accept something that is not up to your standards.
So you could require a dress code. You absolutely could do that.
Absolutely can. Oh, you absolutely can.
There's some. Okay.
And
well,
some nannies may
that say
no to that. No, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong with saying you can't do that. That's your job as the employer is to say that these are the rules of our home. If they don't like the rules, they don't have to work for you. But it's your rules, your home, your kids. You decide what makes you feel like you have peace of mind when you leave the home and leave your most precious possessions in charge of someone else.
Absolutely. Those precious possessions, for sure. Hey, we're talking to the Windy City nanny, Florence Ann Romano. She's written a book about nannying. It's Nanny and Me. You can check them out. Mascot Books. Can you get that on Amazon, Florence?
You sure can. I hear it even comes the same day sometimes, so that's exciting.
Oh, that is awesome. Drones, beware of the drones. They're going to be dropping books from the sky.
I think that's true. Everyone's watching us. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So the book is, tell us a little bit about the book, and then I want to go back and ask some more questions about the nanny screening process. So let's talk about the Nanny and Me book.
I wrote it really to help children through the transition of being cared for by their parents to being cared for by a nanny or a caretaker. And I have found in my experience of my 15-plus years of being a nanny that was a hard conversation for parents to have with their kids. It was hard to explain to them why mommy or daddy or both were going back to work, and those children were comparing themselves to other kids who had a mom that stayed home or a dad that stayed home, and the children felt that something was wrong. Did they do something wrong? And that's why their parents don't want to spend time with them. So I wanted to try to get the children to understand why this was happening. And it's a great way to bond the child and the parent, and also bond the child and the nanny through the use of a book that's told from the child's perspective that can help the child relate and think, hey, I'm not alone. And it also brings peace of mind to the parent of being like, oh gosh, you know what? I'm doing the right thing for my kid. I'm going to work. I'm putting food on the table, and I'm going to leave my child with someone that's going to love them in my absence. So it's peace of mind all around.
Yeah. I like it. I like that. What would help a child in that transition from stay-at-home parent to then having a nanny at home? What are some tips you can give a parent
want to make it exciting? Tell the kids this is so fun, and oh my gosh, this person's going to come play with you and games with you and feed you and, you know, make memories with you. You want to put the emphasis on the child and excite them. And it's going to help you too as the parent, because oh my gosh, your heart is just being ripped out of your body sometimes during a transition like that. Help the whole family get excited about something like that and make it fun and make it an exciting moment to look forward to. That's the best thing, is to help transition that child with joy and with love and anticipation.
Sounds easy enough, right? No, it's a process,
exactly.
That's for sure. And you want to have those conversations with your nanny too, right? Especially if it's a first-time nanny, which a lot of families do hire college girls that are just home for the summer. What about tips for the nanny herself? What kinds of things should you make sure your nanny is doing with your
kids?
You
need to have open communication with your employer.
She's not a teacher. That's one thing people tried. What's that?
She's not a teacher. Well, you know what? That's a good point. She is not a teacher, but
or
I'm going to tell you something. Some of the families that you'll nanny for, part of their requirements are going to be that you do maybe a portion of tutoring, or there is an educational portion to it. That's part of the vetting process, is you need to talk about what your demands are going to be on that nanny. Some of the best nannies I know are former school teachers, I have to say. They make the most wonderful nannies. Former nurses. These are all interesting professions that kind of transition back into being a nanny or a caretaker. But you really want to make sure from the get-go, you working with your employer as the nanny, that there is open communication. You want to make sure that you are constantly looked at by the children as a unified front. The nanny has to remember their place. They are an extension of the families, of the parents' eyes, ears, and heart. You need to emulate those values. So as you enter into a new family, make sure that you are constantly on the same page about discipline, education, nutrition, all of that. It's your job as a nanny to make sure that you're being onboarded properly and have all the information you need to be successful.
Yeah. Well, basically, you're communicating your expectations and really spelling them out right in the beginning, right at the top of the job.
Yes.
And you
right.
brought up something that prompted me to say, you know, mom and dad, there's no good cop, bad cop with the nanny. Both are the boss, and you both lay down the expectation and have to back each other up, wouldn't you say? Because do nannies sometimes try to, you know, roll their eyes and try to get the other parent to decide with them?
Sure. I've been in difficult situations. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I was in a situation where I felt that the parents were handling something with their daughter incorrectly. I saw that she was putting a lot of pressure on herself in school, and the parents did not see that. And it was making the daughter sick, literally sick to her stomach. And I had to find a way to go talk to her parents about what I was seeing. And it was a very constructive conversation. But at the time, I was young, and I really was heartbroken over it. And so sometimes the nanny is going to see things that you, the parent, don't see. And that's why it's important that you do trust your nanny and have open communication. And if there is a discrepancy about discipline or punishment or whatever it might be, that needs to be a conversation that happens behind closed doors, not in front of the children, so that they constantly are looking at you as a unified front, not playing you against each other.
Good advice. Very good advice. We're talking to Florence Ann Romano, the Windy City nanny, born and raised just outside Chicago. A lot of common sense, Florence, but a lot of great wisdom here that you're passing on with us, for sure. All right, so what should you do if we were talking about this earlier? If you're looking for a nanny, you need a nanny, and in comes this drop-dead gorgeous woman who wants to apply to be your nanny, do you hire her based on, or should you hire her based on looks or in fear of foul play, or what sort of advice would you give to a newer mom, right? And or not a newer mom. Sometimes it could be you have a couple children, three children even at home. You go back to work and you still need that nanny. What advice would you give to that family about that situation? And let's also talk about this. What should a nanny do? We'll get into that, too. What should a nanny do if the father or the mother is making advances on him and her? Because you did mention that there are some hot nannies, male nannies out there, too.
It's true. It's a different world today. I'd say to those new moms, and this is the first time that they're, you know, leaving their children or whatever the case may be, and this is the first time with a nanny, go with your gut. You're going to know the right person for your child, the right energy, the right type of love, the right type of heart, the right type of temperament. And regarding how they look, if you're not comfortable with it, do not hire them. You do not want someone in your home that's going to be a threat to you. The reason you have this nanny is to give you peace of mind so you can leave your home and know that everything is taken care of, not worrying that your husband is having an affair or your wife is having an affair. So you need to go with your gut. If it's not comfortable, do not hire them. And also, mm-hmm. you know, to your second question, I've never been in a situation where any of the fathers have hit on me or anything like that. It's never been anything unacceptable or inappropriate. But I have heard stories where there are nannies that do feel uncomfortable where something does happen. And my advice to those people that are the nanny that's going through it or whatever the case may be, you want to report that right away. You want to go to the family or go to the wife and say that you have to quit or you don't. Maybe you're not going to tell them the reason. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to be your moral compass, but you shouldn't stay in that job because that there nothing good is going to come of that. That's playing with fire. And remember, the children are the ones that are going to suffer the most from this. So try to exit in the best way that you can where the children don't think they did anything wrong to drive you away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one quick final question, too. When you're hiring a nanny, do you go through a service? Do you put an ad in a local newspaper? What were some tips to finding the right sort of nanny? Is there a vetting process? Is there some accreditation for nannies? What do you...
There absolutely is a vetting process, and I believe that, you know, we are a technologically savvy world today. Everything is online. SitterCity, Care.com, all these places, those are great places to look for mm-hmm. nannies. There are quality people there, but that doesn't stop you from doing the work. That doesn't stop you from making sure you're doing a background check on your own, checking them out on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, see what they're like when they think someone's not looking. And then also in terms of how to find them, whether if you go through a website or you go through an au-pair service, I also really love referrals. I think it's like going on a blind date, but you're set up by mutual friends. You feel like there's a built-in verification process there. You kind of have a little more trust. See in your community through your church or through the school who you know is looking for a nanny or has any referrals for you or nannies that are leaving certain families. You'll be surprised how many people are actually talking about this in these mommy groups and these mommy bloggers and have kind of a database of people that they can refer to you. So that's a really good way to do it too.
Fantastic. Well, she is the Windy City Nanny, and it's been such a joy talking to you. Florence Ann Romano, check her out, WindyCityNanny.com, and Nanny and Me, her book that's out, check it out as well. Thanks so much, Florence. Great talking to you.
Thanks for having me, and you, God bless you, 5 children. You're a goddess. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks. I'll enjoy that title bestowed upon me
Thank
by the Windy
you.
City Nanny. I love it. Come to my house anytime you want it. Anytime. I love it.
Oh,
I love
so
it.
Sweet.
No, I'm kidding. Thanks. Great to
I'll
have
be
you.
I'll be there.
And by the way, folks, I wanted to mention to you, all-day show choir invitational happening in Naperville, Illinois, February 17th, 2018, 899 North Mill Street in Naperville. Register for that event. It's a great event. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring that. I hope to see you all out there for the Clash of the Sequence. It's a great time. So many dancers performing, and we'll have Nick on the show, Nick from Naperville North High School on the show to tell us more about it. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in to The Good Show. It's time to end the show. We always end it on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And don't forget to like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow along on Twitter. Great talking to the Windy City Nanny today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. So long. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy. prophecy day has been declared.
So Sally never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Sally never go away again.
I say